Lochandas Thakur is the author of one of the most important biographies of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mangal. The three prominent biographies of the Lord . That which is considered of the utmost importance is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And then the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And Sri Chaitanya Mango by Lochan Das Thakur. In beautiful but simple Bengali song, he describes the wonderful, wonderful pastimes, especially during the early part of the life of Lord Chaitanya. He wrote a particular song, Bhajan, which Srila Prabhupada was very much fond of. In fact, it was one of Srila Prabhupada's most favorite songs. And it was during the singing of this bhajan, one of the very rare occasions where Srila Prabhupada uncontrollably went into an ecstatic trance in the presence of his devotees. It was in Atlanta, Georgia, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. He decided that the deities that would be installed there were the deities of Gaur Nitai, beautiful deities, brass Gaur Nitai murtis. They are still there. In fact, he named that place New Panihati. Panihati is a place of wonderful lila of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And he was present for that installation. And the next day, he was giving the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And to everyone's surprise, instead of chanting Jai Radha Madhava, which he chanted before all of his classes, always, he chanted this song by Lochan Das Thakur. Parama Karuna Ahundui Jana Nithai Gora Chandra Saba Avatara Sarasiromani Kevala Ananda Khanda. That these two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they are Parama Karuna. They are supremely merciful, the supreme personification of mercy. They are the essence of all avatars, Saba Avatar. All of the various incarnations of Godhead that have ever existed are included within Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, because they are non-different than Krishna Balaram. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna is the original source of all incarnations. As we chant from Brahma Samhita, everyone, Ramadi Murati Shukalani Amena Tishtam Nana Vatara Makaro Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumayo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That all the various incarnations, Ram, Narasingha, Vamanadev, they are all expansions and incarnations of Govinda, who is the original fountainhead and source of all incarnations. Not only was this spoken by Lord Brahma, but Vedavyas, the author of all the great Vedic literatures, spoke the same thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the first canto, he makes a list of all of the most important of the incarnations of the Lord. It is explained there are so many incarnations of the Lord that appear throughout the histories of the universes. They are like waves in the ocean. They are uncountable. But he mentions the most prominent. And after this wonderful explanation, Ete Chang Shakala Kungsha, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, that of all of these various avatars, Gunavatars, Leelavatars, Yugavatars, Manvantara Avatars, Manu Avatars, so many various avatars, Krishna is the source of all. And all of the aspects, opulences, and excellences of all avatars are contained within Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, tasting the mood and the sweetness of Sri Radharani's love and coming to this world to distribute it all, to distribute the love of Srimati Radharani to everyone through the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So therefore he is Sabha Avatar. He is the essence and the complete fullness of all avatars. And it is only in Lord Chaitanya's incarnation, in no other incarnation do we find that he actually assumed the bhav and the forms of the various most important incarnations to his various devotees. To Murari Gupta, who was one of the intimate friends from the early ages of childhood of the Lord, on one occasion, when hearing the glories of Lord Varahadev, he came to Murari Gupta's house calling out, Sukara, Sukara. And then right before Murari Gupta's eyes, he transformed into Lord Varahadev as the most beautiful lotus-eyed boar. On another occasion, and he told Murari Gupta, get me the earth. So Murari Gupta got a little lota of water and he put it on his tusks representing the earth. And Murari Gupta began to offer prayers. But his original form of Varahadev was manifested. On another occasion he was walking down the streets and someone was chanting Vishnu Sahasranam and he heard the name of Lord Narasimhadev. And Lord Chaitanya actually took the bhav of Narasimhadev and started growling in such a ferocious voice, calling out, I will kill the demons. And everyone started fleeing in fear. Srivas had to say, my lord, please, you are scaring everyone away. When he took the sacred thread initiation from his father, Jagannath Mishra, That day, he actually assumed the beautiful golden form of Lord Vamanadeva, the mood and the form, and went out begging. On another occasion, there was a very pure devotee of Lord Shiva who was going down the streets of Navadvip chanting the names of Shankar, Bhagavan, and Lord Chaitanya took the form of Lord Shiva and jumped on his shoulders and was in ecstasy, calling out. To Murari Gupta, during the Mahaprakash, he revealed his beautiful form of Lord Sri Ramchandra, with a complexion like freshly grown green grass, holding his bow and his arrow, along with Lakshman and Shatrughna, Bharat, Hanuman, and the whole entourage of his associates. To Ramananda Rai, on the banks of the river Godavari at Vidyanagar, he revealed his divine form of Radha and Krishna. So Lochan Das Thakur explains, Sava Avatar Sarasiromani Kevala Anandaka. He is the essence and the subtotal of all incarnations. And he is most merciful. Why? Because he is giving a process which is simply joyful. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Ananda Kanda, a very blissful path of Kevut. For Kevala, for the ultimate liberation. And what is that? That simply by hearing Krishna Katha, associating with devotees, chanting, dancing, and feasting, we can achieve the perfection of all religious life. What was available in Satya Yuga by enduring 60,000 years of severe penance, tapasya, and meditation, what was available in Treta Yuga by performance of tremendous, tremendous yajñas, which took practically your entire life, very difficult. What was possible in Dwapara Yuga by performing worship strictly according to all the Vedic principles, which is very, very difficult, is available by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the same perfection of pure love of God and liberation from all material suffering, simply by the process of chanting, dancing, and feasting. Who does not like to feast on Krishna's prasad? Who does not like to dance jubilantly while chanting the holy names of Krishna? But yet if we take this process very seriously, it is so wonderful. Vishaya chadiya, seda sema jiya, muke bolo hari hari. But Lochan Das Thakur explains, it's so joyful, there's only one condition, but you have to give up all sense gratification. But Lord Chaitanya has given us the process through chanting, dancing, feasting, and using our senses in his loving service. Param dristva nivaratate vishayavani varatante niraharasyate rasavarajam rasopasya param dristva nivaratate. We can experience the higher taste by which the lower experiences of material sense gratification are no longer of any relevance in our life. So, in order to assist us in living a proper, regulated life, engaging everything we have in Krishna's service, so that we can chant the holy name in the proper spirit, the Lord has appeared in his form of a murti. And these deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are most merciful. They are most appropriate to come into our homes because they accept no offenses. When Nityananda Prabhu was hit on the head with the clay pot by Jagai, especially Madhai, he accepted no offense, even despite such terrible demoniac activity. He pleaded with Lord Chaitanya, give them love of God. Do not kill them, give them love of God. They deserve it. In Kali Yuga, no one is more or less deserving than these two. So let us give them love of God. You see, they are bowing at your feet. That is all that is required. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's deities, they are non-different than Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And the best of everything we have, and ultimately everything we have, should be utilized in their service. When we have a home, it is a great illusion to think that it is my home. But everyone is thinking like this. This is my home. And they are working so hard for their home. And everything that goes on is simply an extension of their own false ego. The idea is when we put the deity in our home, we accept it's not my home. It never was, it isn't, and it never will be. Sarvalokamaheshwaram. It is Krishna's home. Everything is Krishna's property. Therefore, let me recognize this truth. And everyone in the household, we all come together only to serve Krishna, to serve Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The father's duty is to provide the means to maintain a nice temple for the Lord. The whole house should be a temple. The mother may be cooking and doing so many other things in order to make offerings to Gornitai, to raise their children to be wonderful devotees of Gornitai, to follow the regulative principles so that nothing goes on in the house that is not according to the will of Gornitai, to bow down, to offer our food, to offer nice flowers and dresses, to have nice kirtan. Whether we are very wealthy or whether we are very simple, it doesn't matter. But we should offer the best of everything we have for the pleasure of the deities. And in this mood, naturally all our senses are engaged in the service of the Lord throughout the day. And then it becomes more and more conducive to chant the holy names in a proper spirit of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. So I am very, very much pleased and grateful to see this wonderful arrangement that has been made for Sri Sri Nithai Gaurachandra. It is a commitment. It is a commitment of the whole family that now Krishna is the center of our home. We are no longer the center. We are meant for the service of the center. That is what it means to bring the deity in our home. And how such nice arrangement. It's a beautiful altar in a very prominent part of our house. Much care and thought. It is very exemplary for everyone to be inspired by. And to bring so many nice devotees into the home, to have nice kirtan, to hear nice Harikatha, to take nice prasadam, is really the ultimate function of our home. And when Krishna sees that our home is used as a place for chanting, dancing, and feasting, then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda become very happy. And when they become very happy, we become very happy. And that is all I have to say. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now, Arti? So for Arti, we should all apply this wonderful principle of Lochan Das Thakur, Kevala Ananda Khanda. Prabhupada said, simply chanting, dancing, and feasting. So does anyone have any opposition to chanting, dancing, and feasting? Some people used to have opposition. But because they have achieved the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, through the blessings of devotees, now they are very happy chanting, dancing and feasting. It is not some fad or some style or some type of material enjoyment. It is the Yuga Dharma, which is most recommended in all the scriptures. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sukadev Goswami, Lord Shiva, Madhvacharya, all these great souls, they were all chanting, dancing, and feasting. So following in their footsteps, let us celebrate the wonderful aarti of the coming of Gaur Nitai in this auspicious home. Hare Krishna.